And in sports, let's bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. Well, we have a couple of two-time winners now of the Cy Young Award.
Yeah, I can understand Verlander. I don't get DeGrom. Last year, yeah, I understand the year he had his sub-2 ERA and everything else, and the team was terrible and scoring runs for him and whatnot. But I can't see somebody winning the Cy Young Award 2 years in a row with a total of 21 wins. I just can't do it.
Well, you did it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right, now,
here, let me ask you one more question then. When was the last time you had a team that had the Rookie of the Year, the leader in home runs, the Cy Young Award winner, and another batter in the top five in hitting and didn't make the playoffs?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That is a point that is going to be hammered on in New York sports articles all along. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely right.
Best pitcher in baseball, the home run hitter, best home run hitter in baseball, top rookie in the league, and another top five batter in the league and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's the Mets.
It's the Mets.
All right. Now, I want to pass this along to you. What do you think of all the baseball players, pitchers, part-time player, what do you think the average minimum salary is in Major League Baseball?
The average minimum salary?
Yeah.
I'd say about $3 million.
No. I was surprised when I saw this.
Now, you're not taking into consideration the minor leaguers.
I think you're absolutely right, because the amount is $563,000 a year.
The major league minimum years ago was $700,000.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
So they're probably averaging in guys that are making $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
There's no way that number has to be accurate.
Now, I looked for the average salary of an NBA player, but not a full-time player. Full-time players, millions and millions of dollars a year. Somebody who rides the bench and plays roughly anywhere from 2 to 4 minutes in games.
I'd say between
$500,000 and
$750,000. $875,000. There you go. So the Mets, baseball's numbers skewed.
Yeah.
It can't be. It's impossible.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Maybe it includes...
Because just think of it this way. If a guy's making $30 million, and somebody's making zero, that means the average is $15 million.
Okay, here's what the story is. They've got a wrong headline on it. What is the base Major League Baseball minimum salary? Minimum salary. That means if you play in baseball, that's the least you can get paid.
The Major League minimum. And what was it?
$563,000.
So that went down a little bit because it was $700,000 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So that's just the major league minimum. That's the minimum that you can make if you play in the major leagues.
That's it. The minimum you can make.
Yeah. That's not the average. The average salary's got to be, I'd say, $4
million. Yeah, right up. Yeah, right up there. No problem with that at all. Absolutely. So now, and I have to comment on this, Mike, at the NFL, the Colin Kaepernick show, which the NFL is putting on. All right, and correct me. I'm not with Colin Kaepernick here or against him, but anybody who thinks this is nothing more than a show by the league has to understand something: is that this is a show by the league to calm down any potential lawsuits and things like that. And why? Because if you look at the teams, there's 10 teams that are interested. Okay.
There are 10 teams interested?
Well, 10 teams are going to show up to the workout.
Uh-huh.
And they're all standard-bearer teams for the league. That means, you know, the Cowboys, the longtime owners, okay? So, to me, this just shows you that this is just the way that they're trying to get off a legal hook. That's all it is. If you don't have to invite teams to come see Colin Kaepernick.
Well, this is the thing. He's a pain in the neck, and plain and simple. He hasn't played in the league for 3 years. He's not that good. What makes him think why does he think he's entitled to a job?
Well, all I know is that he can invite people to workouts anytime he wants.
They don't have to show up.
That's right. That's the whole thing.
I mean, I'm 59 years old. I think I should pitch in the major leagues. What should I sue? Should I sue baseball? Huh. Come on, the guy's a joke. He's a complete joke. He became irrelevant because his quarterback skills diminished so much that he made a political stance as an employee of the NFL and the team, and they didn't stand for it. And he's blaming them for that because he knew he stunk, so he had to make himself relevant. So instead of being disappeared from the game for 3 years, he's still bouncing around making noise. Go away, Colin. Well, go home. Go do something.
Well,
go do something else.
It's funny because I'm looking at a story.
You know what he should do? He should run for political office in San Francisco and try to find somewhere for all the homeless people to go.
I'm looking at another story here. Eric Reed, who played with him and was a Carolina Panthers safety, said, quote this, it's disingenuous. I'll believe it when I see it. At this point, it feels like a PR stunt.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it just smacks of it. Anyways, well,
he's irrelevant. This should be on the bottom of a piece of bubble gum.
Anyways, so any other sports to talk about?
Yeah. Who's the number one team, women's basketball team ranked? Who's ranked? That came out wrong. Who's the number one ranked team in women's basketball?
Well, it's not UConn.
No. When was the last time that happened?
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
Probably when Colin Kaepernick was running around in diapers.
That'll just make him madder.
I was watching TV the other night, and they said the number one ranked Oregon Ducks women's basketball team. I'm like, what? Yeah, UConn's not ranked number one.
No, these things happen. You know,
no, they don't. Not often. No. I can't. For all the tea in China, I couldn't tell you the last time they weren't number one at this point of a season.
UConn's ranked number four.
Yeah.
Number four.
Man, they must stink this year. They might lose five games.
No, they're bad when they lose one. They stink when they lose two or more.
So what do you call it if they lose four or five? A calamity?
Fire all the kids.
Wow. I couldn't believe it when I heard that.
That's pretty amazing. That's what happens when you have a basketball program that's so successful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the truth.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyways, anything else up?
Yeah, we got a pick from the Troll League. You know what happened yesterday? I was off yesterday. Yesterday's my birthday, and I had a day off from school because of something that I did for them on a Saturday. So I was planning to go play Churchill Downs yesterday, enjoy the day. Churchill Downs closed because the track was frozen.
Unbelievable. All right, so who's playing tonight again?
Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Is it in Cleveland or in Pittsburgh?
It's in Cleveland.
I'm still going to go with I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm taking Cleveland then.
Yeah.
Well, just to be different. I got a 6-game lead on you, so I'll just do something to be different.
Yeah. Well, I'll go with
get bragging rights. One of us can crow tomorrow.
All right. And then we'll have the crow weekend picks. All right.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like there's a lot of four teams have a bye this week. Green Bay, Tennessee.
The Giants.
The Giants in Seattle. It's kind of late for byes, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The Giants might as well buy the rest of the season.
here's a good game this weekend. You know, when you look online and they show you the matchups of the games, and they tell you the ticket prices as well.
Yeah.
Well, the Jets are playing the Redskins, and you can get in for $7.
Where's the game?
Washington.
$7?
You can get in for $7.
So you can get in your car, drive to Washington, buy a ticket, get in your car, drive back home, and it'll still be cheaper than going to a New York Giant game.
Yeah, but that's not saying how much the parking is down there. The parking's probably about eight times that.
Yeah, but just to park, just to get into the Meadowlands is like...
Parking in the Meadowlands has got to be like $40.
$40 or $50, yeah, right off the bat.
Imagine that, $40 or $50 to park.
Pretty amazing.
Besides the ticket.
Yeah.
And you wonder why I don't go to sporting events anymore.
Pretty amazing.
$40 to park a car. That's a monopoly. What else can you do?
Well, that's
take mass transit where it takes you half a day to get there and back.
When I used to go to the Giant games, it was $3 a car.
When I used to go to the Giant games, my buddy Johnny Red worked the parking lot. I parked anywhere I wanted free.
But $3 to park.
I had a guy inside and I had a guy outside. I parked for free and I got in the games for free. Remember the Flipper Anderson game against the Giants in the playoffs when he caught the ball, ran right into the tunnel and went home?
I was at that game.
I was in that game in the end zone, free of charge. Remember when Joe Namath had his number retired?
Yeah.
I was on the field. Free of charge.
Now, when at the Flipper Anderson game, which end? I was in the end.
I was in the end zone. He ran in to go home.
That's where I was. I was in the middle deck. Okay.
Oh, I remember you. You were the guy crying.
Middle deck. No, back then.
I was probably downstairs.
I was probably passed out. Didn't even know what was happening. Drinking all the booze. But anyways, all right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.